Good morning. I'd already thought if I was planning the worship, that last song that Scott included, I would put in, because it just encapsulates everything I want to speak about this morning. So I can't see Scott, but thank you. I'm Anne, for those of you that don't know me. I'm married to Graham, who's there in the second row. Vic is here as well. She's our youngest daughter. I teach in a first school in Windsor, and we've been in River Church since October 2007. And this year I did Evening Ignite, and I'd wanted to do Ignite for a while, but I wanted to carry on working full time. So it seemed an ideal opportunity, but I spent the summer holidays just praying and thinking about whether I could actually do it justice. And I have to say, it is quite hard if you've had a hard day at work to then concentrate from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night. It's quite something. It's a big commitment to take on if you're thinking about doing it. But over the course of the year, God has just reaffirmed my value in His sight. Right, that's Eeyore from Pooh Bear stories. I like Pooh Bear stories. Eeyore's a gloomy and grumpy character at the best of times. And in this story, he's gloomy and grumpy because he thinks everybody has forgotten his birthday. And he thinks nobody cares for him. Nobody values him. So Piglet goes home and decides to give him a red balloon. And on the way back, he trips over and bursts the balloon and gives the burst balloon to Eeyore. And Pooh Bear decides to go back and give him one of his jars of honey, except on the way back he gets a bit peckish, and he thinks, how wonderful, I have this jar of honey. So he eats the honey out of the jar and then thinks, now what was I doing? And realizes he's just eaten Eeyore's present. So he gives him the empty jar and calls it a useful pot. And Eeyore is just delighted and repeatedly puts the burst balloon, which fits the jar, in and out of the pot. And that's the picture of him happy because his friends value him. So that's the first thing I've learned. God has gone to great lengths to affirm my value and identity in His sight. If anybody had asked me at the start of Ignite if I knew how much God loved me, how much He valued me, I would have said, yes, I do. And I would honestly have believed that I was telling the truth. But I found out that I wasn't as secure in that as I thought I was. We're encouraged in several meetings to pray over each other, give each other words of encouragement, prophesy over each other, and also for ourselves to write down the words that we'd received, so that we could speak them back over ourselves, just reinforce that truth. So I'd written down the words that other people had given me. And then in one particular meeting, we were told that we were going to share these words. So I wrote mine down, and I had five. And I summarized them here. You may not be able to see that, but they take up about a fifth of a side of A4. And I wrote them down, and I thought about them, and I prayed about them. And then I looked around the room, and every other person in the room was still writing. And some people, and I can remember who they were, they had got to the end of their first A4 piece of paper and were turning over, and they were on their second A4 piece of paper. And I was genuinely mystified. I had no idea how in such a short time they had got so many words of encouragement and I hadn't. And then I thought, have I just misunderstood the task? Am I just doing the wrong thing? And then I thought, what on earth is wrong with me? I really should not be here. And then I knew we were going to have to share them. And I don't find this easy. But I thought, well, if I'm on Ignite, I've just got to go for it. I've got to share these things to get out of this course everything God has for me. But being me, I let everybody else go first. And everybody who shared their words of encouragement, everybody, it seemed without exception, had the word leader somewhere in the words that they'd been given. You're going to be a great leader. You're going to be a leader of this, that, and the other. And the word leader was nowhere to be seen on my little list of five prophecies. And I've got no particular aspiration to be a leader. But if everybody else in the room is going to be a leader and you haven't got it on your piece of paper, immediately you feel inferior. So then I plucked up courage and read mine out. And the fifth one was one that Colin gave to me quite early on. And he said, he saw me as a gold pen writing gold messages on people's hearts. And as I shared this, there was a murmur of affirmation, a bit like some of you have just done now. There was this murmur of affirmation that went round the room. And Ignite is very good at murmurs of affirmation. And it just reinforced something in my heart that God had special purposes for me. And then a few weeks later, we had the Christmas social and we were sitting around in a semicircle. And I was next to Chris Jones. And he said, do you remember that week when we all shared all the prophecies we'd been given? He said, yours is the only one I can remember. And you can see it just really affected me. And it really gave, I just showed that God was just going to great lengths to make sure that I know that he values me. There were other prophecies, other words as the year went on. John Richards came back from leading the Albania mission trip. And I don't really know him and he doesn't really know me. But he just came up to me and he said, God really values you. There is rich gold in you. Everyone is valued, but you particularly. God trusts you. And I'm sharing this because I don't think I'm the only one who can feel insecure and insignificant. If we feel inferior, it can paralyze us. It can stop us from doing the things that we really know God wants us to do. It can stop us from going up to people and praying about them. We can feel we're going to mess it up. We can feel we're going to make things worse. And we become ineffective. And that's why it's so important that we're secure in who we are in God, that we know how precious we are. We know that he's chosen us and that we're valuable to him. Vicky Earle did a talk. She was contrasting the mindset of sons and the mindset of orphans, because the sons are secure in the love of the father. And she did a section on self-image. I'd like us to read out those two paragraphs together. Orphans reject themselves because they compare themselves to other people. Sons and daughters feel positive and affirmed because they know they have such value to God. I'd just like us to do those two again because they're important. Orphans reject themselves because they compare themselves to other people. Sons and daughters feel positive and affirmed because they know they have such value to God. Okay, carry on a bit. Comparison is a massive problem in our society. The media constantly sends us messages telling us we are not a certain way or we are not worthy. God loves and accepts us just the way we are, and we need to love and accept ourselves just the way we are. I'd just like you to look at that last paragraph, that God loves and accepts us just the way we are. And just with somebody near to you, twos or threes, just speak that, declare that to each other. Okay, and just Just have a little think about that last paragraph as well. Just have a little think and just weigh up in your own minds the extent to which you know that. Right, the second thing that had an impact on me in Ignite was the fact that each time I stepped out in something, God met me. And it's interesting, we were talking about that in the prayer time today. I think Carrie said something about when you step out of your comfort area, you are immediately in discomfort. But the Holy Spirit is the comforter, so it makes sense that he would come alongside you. This picture is my favourite Winnie the Pooh story. Pooh Bear invited himself to Rabbit's house because he was hungry, and having squeezed himself in through the front door, he ate so much while he was there that he was unable to squeeze himself back out through the front door. But Christopher Robin was always there for him, just as God is always there for us. You'll remember this. And he read him a sustaining book, such as would help and comfort a wedged bear in great tightness until he was slender enough to be pulled out. In Ignite, we had to do things like give people a word of encouragement based on them wearing a particular type of hat, for example. There is no way you can prepare for this in advance. If you do this, you are totally dependent on God, and God stepped in every time. Similarly, when the Bethel students came, we had to pair up with a variety of people whom we did not know well and give them a word of encouragement about something specific, and God always came through. It's just been a massive encouragement knowing that when I step up and do things that I'm not particularly comfortable with, God shows up, including, as I shared earlier about the prophecies and the conversation with Chris, if God hadn't been in that murmur of affirmation, and if God hadn't been in that conversation with Chris Jones, it would not have been the massive blessing and encouragement that it turned out to be. Right, I'd like us to read these verses from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 12 together. We do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. The first thing to notice is it's the Father who qualifies us. But just in the beginning bit in verse 10, I want to walk in a way that's worthy of the Lord. I want to be fully pleasing him. I want to be fruitful in every good work. Colin gave me a word to take myself more seriously as a friend of God. He said, God will only do things if you speak them out. God is bringing you to a new level of intimacy. People will know their needs have been met because I prayed for them or because I spoke something out. I need to pray for non-Christians. And from that, I just feel I need to take everything I know about my value in God's sight and the fact that he meets me when I step out and walk worthy, be fully pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work. And I've made a small start. The first lady, I offered to pray for her back because she was in considerable pain and she's not a Christian. And she told me she'd go back to the doctor instead. So it's not an overwhelming success story yet, but this is where I am. And she's at my school. I'm going to be in the same classroom as her 2 days a week next year, which is interesting. So I'm just going to carry on, and that's the point. In terms of worrying about getting it wrong, we had some training from Jan on prophecy. It was specifically to do with prophecy, but I think it covers other things as well. She said that getting it wrong is an opportunity to discover that he loves you unconditionally. Your identity is secure, and he really approves of you taking risks to bless others, which is not a failure, but a success of the heart. We need to shake off our performance orientation and approval seeking as we minister, but have confidence in our identity as sons and daughters of the King. It all comes back to value and identity. For those of you who identified me when I was talking about inferiority and insignificance, come and have a chat, either with me or the prayer team. For all of us, knowing our value in God's eyes is a fundamental principle that needs to be ingrained in us. The way we react to setbacks can dictate how fruitful and effective we are, and we may need to be reaffirmed to restore us. We can build ourselves up by declaring Bible verses that speak about our identity over ourselves. Susan put some up at the beginning of the meeting. There are lots and lots of Bible verses that tell us who we are in Christ, and it's perfectly valid to speak those over ourselves. But what I found this year is that I've been really encouraged by other people speaking truth over me. And so we need to put ourselves in affirming environments. That may be Ignite, maybe small groups, maybe groups of friends or families. It sounds really self-indulgent, but we have work to do building kingdom, and we need to be secure in who we are in order to be able to do this. There's also an onus on us to be an affirming people. There's far too little encouragement in society. In fact, I often feel there's more happening that can knock us back than actually build us up. And we need to commit ourselves to noticing the gold in each other and drawing it out. The bottom line is that we really, really know who we are in Christ, knows that he meets us when we step out, and that we take risks to build kingdom. Thank you.